Joining me, first guest on today's show, he is the head football coach of the Herbert Hoover Huskies, Joey Fields. Joey, welcome back to the program, man.
Hey, thanks. Thanks for having me, man. Glad to be back.
Yeah, and it's great to have you back, man. Last time we had you, you got your first win as the head coach over there. This is a huge win for you and your program, knocking off Dodgers County, who is one of the favorites there in Class A as far as a state title is concerned. 33 straight wins for Dodgers County. You come in there, and you give them their first loss in a long time. How's that feel?
It feels really good. I mean, you know, that's a great team and a great program that they're building. And, you know, it's hard to go into anybody's place, especially against people who think, you know, they shouldn't lose. And you build that mentality. But especially during a time like this, to get a win against a quality opponent is huge for us going into the playoffs.
Yeah, and you took advantage. There was there was 7 penalties, 60 yards, 4 turnovers in that game for their side, and you took advantage of those miscues, which is something that you have to do if you're, you know, it's not always going to be pretty. You're not always going to get everything on offense you want or defense, but to be able to have your team take advantage of those miscues has to be something that you're proud of as well.
Right, I think the biggest thing, our guys, what were we – teach and push and practice. They're starting to see it, happen in the game and reaping the benefits of that. But I would have felt like we had that many turnovers and that many penalties as the game was going on. But on the other hand, just find a way to win. And our guys are starting to learn how to do that each week. And, it's carrying over to the game. So.
You talk a lot about momentum. Every coach after a big win, it's either you got to tell your guys, "Hey, you know, this is huge, but we got to look forward to the next game. We can't, you know, try to just celebrate too much." But momentum is huge for this because you know you go in, like you said, you face a really good football team, and you get a victory. And you know we've already talked about the history and everything that community has already been through. So to be able to get that type of win, now your kids have a lot of confidence, right? This is a very big confidence building type of victory for your program.
Oh, absolutely. And we know we got a good football team in that locker room. I think our kids realize that. We're a couple scores from being undefeated. You know, we go to Moorfield and we felt we were the better team. Credit to them. They played well. They were ready to go. But it was kind of a product of the circumstance that we were in. But now we feel we have a good football team and, we're teaching them on film. Hey, here's the mistakes. Here's what could have happened. And, they're learning. That they're finding ways to win and learning how to win. But we're excited. You know, we got a big game tomorrow. That can do a lot for us, and it can do a lot against us. And that's where we want to be at this time in, early November, fighting for the playoffs, which, you know, this group has never been. They've never won more than 4 games, and we're looking at our 5th win of the season.
Yeah, I was just about to say these are kids that, you know, we talk about the community and kids that really just been there waiting for this type of year. And here you are pushing. You already got 4 wins. You're pushing for a playoff spot. Before we get to that, I want to talk about what it taught your team to lose against Moorfield, because some kids in programs can get down on themselves, and then you bounce back and you got to play a really good Dodgers County team. I thought that's remarkable because I watch your kids and what you guys do as far as social media, and you have a tight-knit group. And I think it's really special what you got there in your first year. I feel like that probably had a lot to do with that, right? You know, these kids have been through a lot and faced adversity. So to lose to Moorfield and bounce right back and beat Dodgers County, that says a lot about your kids.
Absolutely. And they've been doing that from the get-go. Something we stress is responding. You know, good and bad things are going to happen. It's about how we respond. The next play is the next game. But at the same time, you know, we knew we could have played better against Moorfield. I don't want to have no excuses, but we knew we could have played better. We came back in. You know, we had a long trip there Friday. We came back and we practiced Saturday because I kind of wanted the kids to know that, hey, there's a price to pay to losing, and then there's a reward to winning. And it's not just like, oh, man, we didn't play well. Who's the next game? Okay, we'll find out when we get back on Monday. I want them to, you know, kind of suffer those losses and understand that, hey, we wasn't ready to go mentally. And it kind of bit us in the butt there. But, going back to the responding thing, you got to let it go. You got to watch the film. Then you got to throw it away. And you got to get better individually and as a team. Go play another good football team because, you know, the schedule don't stop. Maybe it does during coronavirus, but, you know, in regular season it doesn't.
The Future Toys here on the Brandon Lowe Show. We're talking to Hoover head football coach Joey Fields. Got a big time victory over Doddridge County, ended a 33-game win streak there. We've seen a lot of win streaks end this year, by the way. We've seen Martinsburg, we've seen Bridgeport recently, and now Doddridge County. It's just been interesting. You mentioned the COVID situation, and then postseason play. You know, if you're in red and orange, there's also a situation there too. So not only are you battling a team each week or trying to figure out what team you're going to play, you're also battling, okay, what's the map going to look like?
Yeah, I mean, to be a coach right now, it's tough. You know, you're who we playing? Oh, they're this color, they're that color. And then, you know, of course, people's kind of protecting playoff spots at this time, and I understand that, but we just want to get our kids on the field. You know, we weren't going to pass up any game. We were going to be smart about who we played, of course, to give ourselves the best opportunity to win. But, yeah, we want to get our kids on the field because we want to continue to grow this thing. But also, we have a chance to make the playoffs. It's not been done here in 5 years. And nobody in this locker room that I'm with right now has been to the playoffs. So they're hungry for it. And I think they're showing that every day. And then it's kind of carrying over on game day, which I can't be more proud of.
You come from, obviously, success, your prior stops, and some programs that have had a lot of success. What has been your favorite part of being the Hoover head football coach so far?
Oh, yeah. I mean, the people. I feel I'm working for them. I'm working for the kids. But, you know, I'm probably in a lot better situation in 2020 at Herbert Hoover than I was at Mingo Central in 2011. So I know that it's able to be done, and I know the way to do it. But like you said, I've been around a lot of good football minds and a lot of good guys who have built programs, and Yogi Kinder, what he did at Maywan, and you know, Dave Walker, I think he was 1-19 at the beginning of Martinsburg, so it can be done. But at the same time, it takes a lot of work. It takes a lot of work from the community, from the administration, from teachers, and, of course, the students and parents. And I think people are putting in work here, and they have put in work here because other programs here have been successful. So that's something that is, you know, is exciting. And then, you know, the vision's there, and also there's some things on the way just up the hill right here that are being built that, you know, it's coming, and I think this program can go a long ways.
Yeah, I was just about to mention that, too. You got some building happening. I know you and I talked about that a couple weeks back when you came on the show, and that's exciting. I mean, you come in your first year, you got things, and things are building up, and then now you got some things going on the football field, too, and that's got to feel pretty good. And again, that community, everybody should be rooting for that community to do well with everything it's been through. Let's talk about Lincoln. It's about Lincoln tomorrow. Cougars coming there to the river. Kickoff is at 6. Let's talk about them as a football squad. What are you preparing for when they come to town?
Yeah, they're very well coached. You know, they got high level schemes, and you know, they make you play in space, but also very physical at you. And then defensively, they're going to be sound. They're going to make you you know, put drives together, run more plays, which equals into more mistakes possibly. But they're a very good football team. But you know, we're excited to play them. You know, we prepared for them. We practiced Sunday, and we'll practice again today, and then we'll go play. But at this time, during, you know, of course, coronavirus and stuff, you got to know who you are and take care of you. But at the same time, we're preparing best way we can. But they're a very good football team, a football team that, you know, a playoff caliber football team in a normal year for sure.
Coach, appreciate your time as always on the show. Congratulations on that big time win, and love to see your team make the playoffs for sure.
Man, I appreciate it, man.